Many people at Virginia Tech want to know why campus authorities waited more than 2 hours to tell them that two people had been killed, even as the second mass slaying began. And we have more this morning from NPR's Frank Langfitt.
The first shooting came early yesterday before a class at the sprawling campus in the Blue Ridge Mountains. This is school president Charles Steger at a news conference.
At 7:15 a.m., Virginia Tech police receive a 9/11 call to respond to a dormitory room at West Ambler Johnson Residence Hall. Within minutes, Virginia Tech police and the Virginia Tech Rescue Squad respond to find two gunshot victims, a male and a female, inside a dormitory room within the hall.
Campus police say they sealed off the dorm. As they interviewed witnesses, they believed it was a domestic killing and an isolated incident. They also say they thought the gunman had fled campus, so they didn't tell the school community about the crime or cancel classes. Virginia Tech Police Chief Wendell Flincham explains.
Yeah, keep in mind, when we first got there, we had to figure out exactly what we had first. So it did take some time to get all that in place and going.
Oblivious to the initial crime, many students went to class, even some from the dorm known as West AJ, where the shooting had occurred. Laura Grinsevich is a freshman who lives there.
I just went on like it was a normal day since I didn't hear anything, and I just went to my 8 a.m., and while I was in class, my friend text messaged me, and she let me know that West AJ was on lockdown, and people who lived on my floor still hadn't heard a thing about it.
As police tried to find what they called, quote, a person of interest, school leaders eventually decided to send an email to students at 9:26 a.m. That was more than 2 hours after the first shooting had been reported. The email was brief. It said there had been a shooting, and it advised students to be cautious and contact police if they saw anything suspicious. Asked whether authorities should have acted sooner, Chief Flincham said this.
We acted on the best information we had at the time. What you need to understand is this is a campus of over 2,600 acres, well over 100 buildings, 26,000 students, faculty and staff. A lockdown or shutdown does not happen in seconds.
Not long after the email went out, University President Steger says a gunman struck across campus in another building.
At 9:45, the Virginia Tech police received a 9/11 call of a shooting at Norris Hall.
We were just sitting in class. All of a sudden, we heard these loud banging noises.
That's Josh Wargo, a student who was at Norris, speaking on CNN.
So I heard some screaming coming through the walls. Everybody started to panic. We were going to run out the front door, and someone opened it. And we heard shots coming down the hallway, so everybody started jumping out of the window.
Trey Perkins told MSNBC he was in another classroom where the gunman struck.
Then a guy comes into the room. He shot our teacher. And then we all got on the ground real quick, and he started just shooting around at different people. It was probably only about a minute or so. And then he finally left the room. We went up to the door and, like, put our feet against it to hold it shut in case he started to come back again. He started to try to open the door again and then started to shoot through the door. Fortunately, none of those shots hit anyone.
Students elsewhere said they were confused about what was happening. Kristen Maynard, a senior marketing major, said she relied on other students for information.
It was a frenzy of calling people on cell phones, trying to find out, piece together stories. No one really knows what's true and what's a rumor.
As the second shooting was going on, Chief Flincham said police were still investigating the first one.
At the time of the Norris Hall incident, we had found the person of interest off campus in conjunction with Blacksburg Police Department and was conducting an interview at that time.
Police rushed to Norris and found that some of the doors had been chained shut. They said they heard gunshots, but by the time they reached the gunman, he had killed himself. In all, 31 people lay dead there. Some students wondered if authorities could have saved lives if they'd informed students earlier. Again, senior Kristen Maynard.
It does cross your mind that there could have been less casualties had we had a means of being notified sooner.
Police say they have not charged the person they had interviewed off campus. They also say they have a preliminary ID on the killer, but would not release his name. President Steger said that after emergencies, the university always reviews its communications procedures to find places where it can improve. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
Now, what we know about the shooter is that, according to the university president, he was an Asian student at Virginia Tech. We're still waiting to confirm the identity. That information may bring us closer to understanding how the attack happened. We do not know why it happened, only the result. And in addition to the dozens of dead, Montgomery Regional Hospital has released more information about some of the wounded. 9 patients remain there. 3 others are at a sister facility, Lewis Gale Medical Center in Salem, Virginia. All are described as being in stable condition. Montgomery Regional CEO Scott Hill says the hospital performed 6 surgeries yesterday on survivors of the attack.